Is your business drowning in software costs, tools that don't work together, and privacy risks? Meet Federated Computer, a complete business suite built to simplify your tech stack. Why do forward-thinking companies switch to Federated? No per-user fees, unlimited users. Save up to 75% by replacing tools like Zoom, Slack, Google Workspace, and more. One platform means less context switching and more productivity. 100% private. Your data stays yours. Fully customizable with open source flexibility. Whether you're a lean startup or a growing enterprise, Federated adapts to your needs so you save more, work smarter, and protect your business. Ready to simplify your business software and increase profits? Schedule a free demo and see how Federated can transform the way you work. Federated Computer. Streamline, save, and scale.
Turn it up, feel the sound, break the chains. Your voice, your choice, no data in vain. Liberty tunes where the free arts collide. Own your story, let your soul decide.
From Yayo Gerardo's Substack at yayogerardo.substack.com. Spell that Yayogerardo. Just look for the link in the show notes. I ain't spelling that shit again. So anyways, here we go. This is the birth certificate lie, how you were enslaved without without consent, but the government wants you to believe in this unwise reality. Where were you born at? A question so commonly asked in everyday life in this empire of dirt. It is used on many different occasions. But there is something about how that information is taken, that it is used against you. And to prevent that, you need to drill this into your head. You don't truly know where you were born. No, you don't. What you really have instead is simply hearsay information. Information gathered from someone else. Supposed witnesses and testimonials. If they choose to present themselves, what evidence will be used to be used against you? I'm pretty sure you're thinking birth certificate, and you may then dive into the cult language from estatism, but we'll get to that later on. Your entire attachment to where you were born is only backed by your faith and trust. The faith and trust that the information given to you about your birth is accurate. And the truth is, you will never truly firsthand know it to be without a shred of doubt. I said that rightly, correctly, and accurately. That is the reality of that so-called ledge of realization you so desperately try to hold on to. Why? Simply because you don't remember being born. No one, for that matter, knows for themselves where they were born. Everything you have been told regarding your birth has been taken in by you through faith and trust in others. But that faith and trust is not going to liberate you from evil forces who will rely on that fact to enslave and extort you for the rest of your long life. If you are truly fully aware of where you were born, then please present yourself so I can declare you the greatest discovery ever found, and I, the greatest historian, to have captured the moment. But alas, we know that is highly impossible. And even if it were so possible, even if it were so, there is no way in hell you could be conscious enough to know what is going on around you. You would not know where you are either, except for probably here. But no, you would be going through a serious traumatic event and the recovery. How could you ever understand what a birth certificate even is, much less understand the language? Of course, you don't know where you were born, who your mother and father is, who your doctor is, how to sign contracts, or even be capable of giving consent. How could you? Ludicrous is what it is. Tell me someone who claims to remember their birthing moments, and I'll show you a liar. Observe them as they deflect and turn towards wild claims to prove it is wrong, using paper with ink from official sources. My parents told me would be at least honest, but to claim that it is knowledge is a moot, or even still to say it is enough for me. Fine. Nothing wrong with that. You're missing the point. The point being is that the belief further enhances the power they have over you and to lay law against you. It is the basis for the court's firm hold on superstitious cult beliefs, so long as you believe that everyone else has told you that you are the one on your birth certificate, they will use that name against you. As you consent to using a name not created by you nor owned by you, you become its responsibility, and all burdens made under that name fall onto you. Because it is the way of saying, I consent to being his slave to the state, which is preposterous in itself because they don't have that right. They say the Constitution abolished slavery, but they include a slave class called citizenry. What they meant by abolishing slavery was then something akin to saying, we abolished slave ownership for you, and made anyone born within their massive slave plantations to be called citizens at birth. Slaves for us, but not for you. In order to be a citizen, you need a birth certificate. It is not so. Or is it not so? Think about it. The one thing they need to have power over you in the court, in the legal sense, comes down to your continued participation in claiming the supposedly yours true legal name. Getting more real, the birth certificate you use every day to register all of your things never belonged to you at all. Ever. How many more unique ways do I have to say that? You're a slave, Neil. Always have been. You are, after all, as you claim, born in a country. I call it slave plantation. Land fenced for the citizens by further indoctrinated citizens they will use as slaves to keep you slaves and in line. And it starts with trucking. And it starts with trucking you into accepting the supposedly yours, all caps, name from the birth certificate. They know it is not sufficient proof to establish their ruling. Some judges won't even care and rule anyway, but it doesn't justify it. This is why we have a right they can't take away, regardless if you signed that you gave that right up. That right is the right to appeal as many times as you want under certain conditions. But it doesn't mean it isn't possible to have the hearing. They'll still hear you out. Or maybe not. The system is corrupt as fuck, and that's the way it always has been designed to be. For its design is merely to force their will onto you regardless of consent. It behaves like an evil corporation. Lifeless, void of life. The fact is, you don't know. You can't know, and what you think you know is based only on the faith and hopium that your parents loved ones, or whichever biased trusting source is claiming to be correct, is nothing but an attempt to grasp at firm clouds in the middle of the ocean while drowning. Surely some will even go as far as to say that you gave birth or seen your own kids be born, therefore you trust your supposed biological partitioned entities, that what they say is most probably true. Even still, that doesn't give you first-hand knowledge that it is true for you. It is still based on faith, no matter how you look at it. Not that there is anything wrong with that either, until it is. Okay, so we don't know where we were born. So what? Enter the evil forces who claim to be their slave since birth. It's one of the most important facts that can save you from being enslaved to a system that relies on that belief. Let me just tell it bluntly then. Your so-called parents gave you up to be collateral to pay the debts of your lords. They turn yourself into a realty, a human being, a monster incapable of owning land. That is how they view you. To them, you are but caged cattle they will use to milk you and drain you of your resources until the day you die. There is an extensive amount of rabbit hole we can tackle, but for the meantime, I aim to speak on these important details of our birth. I think it is the pivot point in which people begin to see their illusionary world crumble around them. Is everything I think I own really mine? Are you happy now that you know you own nothing? So there is this thing called a birth certificate that was created by your supposed parents, who then turned it over to, handed out to, Brazo Extendido, to an agent of Satan government. And what do you think happened with that information? The I in formation that obeyed the subtle commands of this agent to turn over your child to the devil's system, they turned your life into a commodity of price on a market not known to you. And no, your all caps name is not worth millions. It's just ink on paper. Paper that doesn't belong to you. Even if you bought it from them, which is totally doable, the millions that it is supposedly worth is never in your hands. They may issue you credit if you know how, for any damages done unto you by the state of your plantation. Basically, plantations within plantations, but without serious fencing. And no matter where you may be in this world, the all caps name follows you, ready to be used against you for any man-made rule to extract your wealth. Fair or not, it does matter. You can see and have heard that once a child is born, parents fill these papers out to quite literally sign your child's life and future over to the supposed owners of this world. And they use that frivolous document to label as their slave, citizen of plantation XYZ. It, slavery, is citizenship, not because of my say-so. It is by definition slavery. A citizen is, by definition, the servant of the state, from birth to death. All who are in the plantation of slaves are indeed slaves. Only your rulers are accepted. Some are free, some are more free. All is equal, and some are more equal than others. They normalized it into your head, though through the mafia-owned fraudulent indoctrination centers for their cult of statism, to rob you of your future and life. Again, it started in the moment you were where you were born. Yeah. To today, almost everyone is registered as having a true legal name. They have made it mandatory to have for all purposes, work, buy, sell, commerce to cross the plantation's fences, you need permission from your enslavers. Only with a passport, only with an ID, only with a license may you travel, work, and drive. Fishing? Not without a license. Get married? Not without the king's approval stamp. The Mad Prophet has spoken. By all means, I highly advise you to not use anything here in the courthouse as defense, or any of my publications. The burden of proof lies on the claimant. Don't ever forget that. Keep the full burden on them. Excuse me. Keep the full burden on them and challenge that their claims against and make them prove it. Again, this was from Yayo's Substack. That's just a sample of what you get if you subscribe to Yayo's free Substack. The dude is magic with words. He writes better than I do. Way better than I do. And look at that. Here we got a rather appropriate song, Chains of Freedom.
Yeah, by rebel, voice of the broken. They sold us a dream, but the cage ain't open. Trump's talking freedom, but it's just a mask. Same chain, same game, same boot on our backs. Where's the fire, Tom? Promised a revolution, but the swamp's still strong. Epstein's list locked tight, no names in sight. You said you're draining, but you're dimming the light. Bodies, but you're still bleeding us dry. Billions to wars while the people just cry. Free L, Middle East, cash flows like a flood. While our streets stay stained with the working man's blood. You ain't the flag stream, mock aloud. Liberty's dying in the patriot crowd. Don't gain freedom, it's a circus show. Distraction, while the chains still grow. Dreams getting lost. Government's a leech sucking souls to the bone while you tweet about wins from your golden throne. No arrest, no justice, no truth in the game. The elite still laugh while we're taking the blame. Dog, a joke, just a bone for the pack. One big tech and big core keep stabbing our backs. Your freedom's a script, just a corporate play. Same old masters, new face, same day. We don't need your deals or your Wall Street schemes. We need power to shatter these American dreams. This ain't freedom, it's a gilded cage. Forgotten man, but your plan is just a shadow of the globalist scam. Less government, more power to the free. Not a king on a stage selling hope for a fee. We're the rebels, the fire, the spark in the dark. We'll burn the system down, leave a permanent mark.
Okay, here's another one from Yayo's Substack. This is his latest, and it goes along with the previous one. This is Citizenship consent or control. Sovereignty begins where obedience ends. This was posted on the 13th, so 5 days ago. Okay. I was trying to. I don't think it's as long as the other one, but we're gonna try to read it and be as dramatic as I can. I'm not a voice actor. You guys know that. So, and I've got a voice for radio. Or no, I've got a face for radio, and I got a voice for video. So here we go. You were forced to obey a lie and then taught many other lies to reinforce a broken morality as normal. That's the punchline. And no one is laughing. It happened, and now you are It happened, and now you are being made to fall in line in according to a contract you signed unwillingly and unknowingly. You were never given any choice on the matter. It was decided for you a long time ago. You were registered as a servant of the state via fraudulent contract. That's another kicker for you. Your birth certificate was a void contract the moment it was created. But don't tell anyone that. People might begin to worry. We wouldn't want the world doubting their government-issued names. Wow, right? A representative of the system, acting under the guise of law, handed your parents a contract dressed as a certificate, paperwork, that would register you as property. With it, you were given your own slave name, and then it was registered for the Ponzi scheme. Social Security. This document was thus given back to the Archon of Satan, either that same day or another day soon after. They take this document and do their dark magic work on it, turning your new legal name into a market commodity, where you do all the paper pushing and they get all the benefits. According to the state statutes, unclaimed property, including your birth certificate, can be seized after a set period, usually 5 years. Since no one ever claims it within that time, I doubt anyone ever has, the state takes possession. And because they owe debts to central banks, your artificial identity gets passed on as collateral. You're given a copy instead and told your whole life it's the original. But also, if you lose it, just ask the government for another original copy. Loser. It's not your parents who owns you, but the state does. But it doesn't have to be that way. And all you have to do is claim yourself and detach from the belief that the all caps name is actually you. You don't need to file in paperwork to do this. It simply begins with you just not participating in their system anymore and understanding your inherited sovereignty from God, if you must, and learn how to defend your rights. But understanding you own yourself has nothing to do with you filing any kind of paperwork to claim back your name. You're battling for your individuality as a conscious being in this own right. Not to prove yourself to them you're free, nor to anyone. The claimant has full responsibility for proving their claims against anyone. I'm not telling you to march into court and declare to give up your citizenship. I am simply saying it's their responsibility to prove that you are. Why would you want that legal name anyways? Let them have it and stop using it as much as possible. Stop claiming it to be yours and start asking yourself who you really are. We don't need any fascist identification cards and paperwork to have a functional society and travel freely. We were fine without them before it became mandatory. It's no different than carrying around an ear tag as cattle ready for the slaughterhouse. During your birth, when your parents received the BC, they probably felt the weight off of it. Even if it was just their own gut feeling, they ignored their deeper yearning to question it and still participated in a satanic ritual against you and themselves. But don't blame yourself. Don't blame your parents. They too suffered the indoctrination camps we suffered. After all, what else could they have done differently? Have you been kidnapped by the CPS if they refused? The fear in many was all too real. Ironically, they did it anyways. The systematic fear is all too real in many even today. We are not free, not yet. We have a long journey ahead of being truly free as a species. The entire Homo sapiens, and any other intelligent race out there, do you really think it's a good idea to be ruled? When are we to truly take back what's ours? When will we all grow a spine and stop letting them dictate our lives? When are we going to truly abolish slavery? And then he's got a link to a ebook here to download on mega.nz, and it's a free ebook. It's Between Sovereignty and Anarchy: The Politics of Violence in the American Revolutionary Era, edited by Patrick Griffin, Robert G. Ingram, Peter S. Onuf, and Brian Schoen. I downloaded the book and I started reading it. I suck at reading, so because I'm busy all the damn time. But yeah, go check out Yayo's Substack. Link will be in the show notes. He's got some great articles. I mean, just absolutely astounding articles. Tomorrow I'm going to go over amateur Solar's Substack. She's got a lot of really cool articles. I've seen her on interviews on some podcasts, and yeah, she's got some bombshell shit. So I'm going to play 1, 2, 3, 4 songs. We've only got like 9 minutes left, but these are, you remember Jesse Wells from last week doing the list? You're gonna like this one. This one's a little older. It's more about the back when the drones a couple months ago were real hot and heavy. That's what this is about. It's Take Me Home, Country Drones.
You may have had a rough year, but was it whistle blower hard? You can go ahead and mark Space Invasion off your bingo card. It's a proven fact you ain't gotta be Alex Jones to say, Mama, look up, there's a bunch of drones. And if you ask Uncle Sammy what he's got cooking, he'll say, if you don't like what you see, it's your own damn fault for looking. Whatever's going on sure seems giant. I never thought aliens would be FAA compliant. Whoa. From Utah to Wisconsin to West Virginia, what the hell's in New Jersey? What's the agenda? Take me home, country drones. Beam me up or leave me alone. You can ask the Pentagon, they'll tell you something's wrong with your eyes. Yeah, they're the most expensive polygon that's ever been commissioned. A lie. The FAA looks at the DOD while the FBI looks at you and me. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a UAE hovering over the nation. It's a drone as big as an SUV flying in Dorito formation. Whatever's going on sure seems giant. I never thought aliens would be FAA compliant. Whoa. From Utah to Wisconsin to West Virginia, what the hell's in New Jersey? What's the agenda? Take me home, country drones. Beam me up or leave me alone.
I thought that was funny. I love that kind of music, and you know, with a good lighthearted deal with a good current, somewhat current message. Now, this song was I originally wrote it to be the theme song of a podcast that I was doing with some friends of mine about trucking. And it's kind of hard to get four truck drivers, well, three truck drivers and one guy in one spot long enough to do a podcast. We only did like three or four podcast episodes together. And then, you know, previously we had done podcasts. We were going to do one called Break 19 Podcast. We did two episodes over 3 years while we were driving or while I was driving. And then those three guys, they did their own podcast. That we were going to do the Trucker Nation USA together. But this is the theme song that I wrote for it. And it turned into a full-on song. And I love it. This is a really good remix of it. And I think I got a great mix. So here we go.
And with coffee fuel, the country's veins were pushing through. Steel and chrome beneath the stars, flashing lights and diesel bars, endless miles of grinding bones, keep on rolling, never home. Trucker Nation USA, running hard both night and day. Sacrifice is just our way. Love and life, it's Trucker Nation USA. Smokestacks blowing, clouds of coal. Truck is full, can't fit no more. Pushing through the storms and rain, always moving, no time for pain. Rest our blues and midnight calls, breakneck speed through mountain halls, endless search for something more. The trucker heart is forever cold. It's just our way. Love and life, it's Trucker Nation USA. Trucker Nation USA, running hard both night and day. Sacrifice is just our way. Love and life, Trucker Nation USA. Smokestacks blowing, clouds of coal. Truck is full, can't fit no more. Pushing through the storms and rain, always moving, no time for pain. Rest our blues and midnight calls, breakneck speed through mountain halls, endless search for something more. The trucker heart is forever cold.
Now, I got to make this clear. I try to make this clear in all the show notes. Federated Computer is not a sponsor. I'm a very happy customer, and they are a great, they provide a great service. I want to make sure that's clear. I got to always say that. But you can find me over at reallibertymedia.xyz, libertytunes/videos. You can find me on CastGarden, cast.garden. Look for TDLP. Blurt Media, blurt.media, TDLP as well. YouTube.com at Uncle Bonehead. Rumble is rumble.com/LibertyTunes, Liberty Bites podcast. Sorry, excuse me. Odyssey, I'm just Uncle Bonehead on there. X, I'm Bite Back Music. And on Blurt, I am Uncle Bonehead. And that's pretty much all it is. So we'll catch you guys again next time, tomorrow. Be good, be safe. Never ever let your finger stick. Never ever stick your finger or you wouldn't stick your face. That's what I was trying to say. I suck at this. I really, really do. But I think I've about got it right. So we'll see you tomorrow. Be good.